think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning. It is 3rd of July and the weather department predicts heavy rainfalls across India for the coming week, and we predict some fantastic football to continue this week as well. Not that all of us didn't see it raining, but now there is supposedly data to prove that it was raining. So what if that data has more often than not been found unreliable? Nothing substantiates the claims of the rains, like the bridge collapsing this time in Andheri East, part of Mumbai, that too, today morning. With data on our mind, we begin today's edition of The Auditorial. It was another day of selective release, not only of the Prime Minister's interview with Swaraj magazine, a right-wing Indian English magazine, but also of selective data and information timed as perfectly as the release of the surgical strike videos. But this time, the Prime Minister may be right, and there are obviously some data points that we too have to throw light on Prime Minister's claim that it's not like there hasn't been a job growth. It is just that there is not enough data on that. Yes, that is what the Prime Minister is claiming. For once, we do agree there isn't enough data on the state of employment. So what if the vacancy for the Chief Statistician of India has been vacant for several months? In the interview, the Prime Minister made some tall claims, backed more by his passion for raking up unsubstantiated claims, backed without any semblance of data, of course. Not acknowledging that the Indian economy was in a bad state, he did, however, blame the state of the economy to the unbelievable decay left by an economist Prime Minister and a know-it-all finance minister, and made allegations that some figures in the budget were suspicious, and how the Prime Minister, who have vowed for a Congress-free India, did not release a white paper about these irregularities as they chose to put India first, that is Rashtraniti before Rajniti, or playing politics before India. And there is a degree of truth to it, even if there is no data on the truth of the degree. But then, how will one get reliable data if the same government is the one that has discontinued, on the recommendations of a supposed task force on employment, the survey on the actual data of employment in the country conducted by the Labour Bureau. Actually, the demonetization and GST was such a shell shock for the economy, despite what conjured up data keeps saying, that it has been since 2016 that the Ministry of Labour and Employment has stopped carrying out its survey. But yes, let us blame an economist PM and a know-it-all finance minister than to put blame on to a degree-less Prime Minister and a half-FM, or worse, an invisible Finance Minister, for till date, there is no clarity as to who the Finance Minister of the country actually is. While those questions will be avoided, Rajnath Singh, the Home Minister of India, was busy avoiding the word Kadi Ninda as he was cornered by some journalists asking about the BJP trolls attacking Sushma Swaraj. Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh was coaxed into commenting on the abuse Swaraj had faced since a Lucknow passport official was transferred for allegedly harassing an interfaith couple. One of the trolls had the audacity to ask Sushma Swaraj's husband to beat her up when she returns home because she does not sound communal. Main isko bilkul galat manta hoon. I consider it absolutely wrong, Rajnath Singh said, not on his own, but on being asked by reporters about Swaraj. By then, the trolls had already found a prey elsewhere, striking with more impunity and vulgarity, From a Twitter account that goes by the name Jai Shri Ram, a tweet was fired at Congress spokesperson Priyanka Chaturvedi on Sunday. Priyanka, main teri beti ke saath balatkar karna chahta hoon. Apni beti ko mere paas bhejo. Priyanka, I want to rape your daughter. Send your daughter to me. Rajnath made no mention of the tweet about the child, nor did Sushma Swaraj, in spite of appeals from some who had empathized with the foreign minister to speak out against those targeting Chaturvedi. On the 29th of June, social media day, while Swaraj was at the receiving end, a tweet did get stood out. Our great leader said, "Greetings on social media day. I would particularly like to congratulate my young friends for their innovative usage of social media. Their frank method of conveying opinions is extremely endearing. I urge youngsters to continue expressing and discussing freely." No marks for guessing that the Prime Minister did not mention about the hate spewed by the trolls. Perhaps because there is no data on that as well, or that this is the most prized employment that this government has performed in. That is, to have trolls on payrolls. Meanwhile, after Uttarakhand Chief Minister was caught sizing down teachers in his Janta Darbar or the public court for arguing with him, now a Rajasthan BJP MLA Vinay Bansal has inadvertently spilled the milk on the politics of transfers. Rajasthan State Health Minister Kali Charan Saraf said only those on the list who have approach are given priority while those without approach are removed. Hundreds of government staff had arrived for the public hearing and handed over transfer applications to Saraf. While speaking to one such employee, Saraf turned down his transfer and said that while preparing the transfer list, those employees who have no approach are removed as they're considered a weak link. After learning that his statement had been caught on camera, Saraf ordered his security guards to snatch mobiles of media personnel and delete all recordings of the minister's statements. Hindustan Times, however, has the video clips of the minister and MLA where they are seen commenting on the transfer list. Meanwhile, after having everything from state buildings to even the toll plaza on the Meerut-Saharanpur highway painted saffron, the latest to bag the award for development in education in Uttar Pradesh is the bag. An altercation broke out between ABVP and Samajwadi Party students' wing over distribution of saffron bags at the Bareilly College. Students of both the groups protested outside the principal's office. The Samajwadis protested against the distribution of saffron bags to students who applied for the self-finance course, while ABVP was supporting the distribution of these bags. Well, let us move to our international news segment, where Angela Merkel breathed a sigh of relief as she backed Germany's interior minister Horst Seehofer's will not to resign after hours of crisis talks with Chancellor Angela Merkel. He said the two conservative parties in the governing coalition had agreed on how to prevent illegal migration across the border from Austria. Meanwhile, 12 boys and their assistant soccer coach have been found alive by rescuers inside a Thai cave complex 9 days after they went missing. The boys, aged between 11 and 16, went missing with a 25-year-old after soccer practice on 23rd June after they set out to explore the Tham Luang cave complex in a forest park nearby the border with Myanmar. The boys' survival was greeted with jubilation nationwide by Thais who have followed every twist of this harrowing story. While Thailand was united by the rescue, not so far in Malaysia. It was a rescue of a different animal kind that was gaining ground and online rage. A video of a black-tip shark being kept in an aquarium at a Malaysian restaurant has sparked online anger, with many calling for the animal's release from its confining home. The 8-second video posted on Facebook by a diver who went to the restaurant outside the capital Kuala Lumpur showed the animal swimming back and forth in the fish tank prescribed in the post to be barely 6 feet long, 3 feet deep and 3 feet high. That is all from us for today. We will be back tomorrow with stories about fudge statements and unreliable data stories and who or what was bagging saffron color or its anger. Goodbye from takeapart.in.